Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Second down, goal to go for the Chiefs at the 4. 7-6 Ravens. 4:09 to go in the second quarter. Hollywood Brown trots in motion. Now he peels back left of Mahomes. They load the left side. Mahomes goes left. Fronts the middle. Touchdown, Kansas City. The pass caught by Juju Smith-Schuster. The door hinge. He gets to open the door in a 4-yard thread the needle throw by Mahomes. The Chiefs have their first touchdown of the game.
The door hinge, huh? I
there
like
it
that.
Is. Love it.
He told us that story a couple of weeks ago.
Heck
we were
yeah.
Listening. We have Mitch on every Friday. He brought up that, why he calls him the door hinge. Juju Smith-Schuster, great game yesterday.
Yeah.
That's what you want? You want him to have his 40 yards, Tyquan Thornton to have his 50 yards, Xavier Worthy to have his 120 all-purpose yards.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, and in 2 weeks, you or she writes back. I'll continue to sip my coffee this morning.
You know, and then Travis Kelce, 5 catches, 48 yards. Perfect role for him yesterday as the aging tight end, man.
Yep.
Big play when you need it. Get you a couple of first downs. Be there when Patrick needs him the most. Targeted 5 times, 5 receptions, roughly 50 yards. Love to get into the end zone
awesome
a little bit more.
Loft pass
yeah,
over the shoulder.
That
it felt looked, like that connection
yeah,
was back.
It did, yeah.
That
it
was
felt,
like, ugh.
But that's what happens when you have Xavier Worthy. It opens it all up.
Yep.
I mean, it changes the entire dynamic of this team. And that's something that, you know, the Nationals didn't want to understand. Oh, it's injuries. They're still supposed to go. No, when you have a speed demon like Xavier Worthy on the field, it changes everything because now all of a sudden you're creeping up to the line of scrimmage. You're worried about the run. Oh, now you can go up over the top. Now you can go across the middle. Like, just having Xavier Worthy on this team and on the field yesterday was so, so big for this organization because you don't even know if they're going to run or they're going to pass. He provides a lift for you that really is kind of second to none, and he's a difference maker, you know, for this team. And he's the biggest game changer we've seen since Tyreek Hill. I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying that. And Tyreek Hill was the biggest game changer we've ever seen in this organization. If Xavier Worthy continues on this trend and stays here and becomes a lifer in Kansas City and becomes an 8, 9, 10-year guy in Kansas City, he may be looked at as the biggest playmaker that we've ever seen this side of Patrick Mahomes from that wide receiver position. I mean, he's just such a dynamic factor on this team, guys. I can't even put it into words how awesome he is right now.
So let me ask you guys this question. You can debate between yourselves. Were you more comfortable with this team yesterday on defense or offense?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I'm going to say offense yesterday.
Yeah.
Because even when Lamar fumbled and you said, where is the get out of jail text, you know, how come we haven't gotten the game over text yet? Again, I'm 2 minutes behind with the box and everything.
Oh.
It's actually 90 seconds. I was timing it yesterday. Because I was like, it's still Lamar. Like, right? I wasn't like ready to close the door because I thought, man, we've seen Lamar do stuff, right? He fumbled, so they got the ball. They put some more points on the board. You're starting to feel pretty good about yourself at that point in time. But when that fumble happened, I was like, all right, it's over at this point, right? You kind of felt it. But even still, I was a little hesitant because of Lamar. But I thought offensively yesterday, they were flawless. I really did think
things
that.
Felt easy.
Yeah, it did.
For the first time all season, it felt like, hey, we're going to throw to an open wide receiver for 2 yards, and he's going to go gain another 8. It's going to be a first down. You know, Mahomes isn't going to have to throw to where the yards are. It doesn't have to be 40-yard pass for 40 yards. It can be a 10-yard pass, and it'd go for 25. And it was, think guys were open. People were in the roles. You mentioned Juju Smith-Schuster. It was like, finally, he was the Rashee Rice role, right? Little underneath short passes, get some yards after the catch. Mm-hmm. Kelce there when you need it. It was just like, and we mentioned it too. What did you say? 9 different guys caught a pass yesterday?
That's right.
I mean, that's the Chiefs at their best.
Yeah.
When you don't know who's getting the football.
Yeah, I mean, they spread it around yesterday. Worthy, Kelsey, Juju, Hollywood, Rashard Smith. I mean, talk about a nice change of pace. Pacheco had a couple of catches. Hunt had a catch out of the backfield. Thornton, Gray. I mean, like, all those dudes caught a ball yesterday for this team because they were able to stay balanced. It's amazing. I was watching, I think I was watching the Giant game yesterday, and the announcers, it was Trent Green. Let me see who it was. It was Trent Green and Kevin Harlan were doing the Giant game, and I want to make sure I give them the right credit. But it was somebody yesterday that said, the running game is the best friend of a quarterback. You know, and I'm like, yes, exactly. This was before that the Chiefs were playing yesterday, and they were talking about the running game being the best friend of the quarterback. Look at what happened yesterday, how great that running game was for Patrick Mahomes. Takes the pressure off him, keeps the defense guessing and off balance, gives your offensive line an opportunity to work and do their thing yesterday. The running game is so important in this league right now.
I just thought watching that game was like watching the Chiefs of old. And I say the Chiefs of old, but the Chiefs that always were in those games where you're like, yeah, this is the Ravens, but this team looks absolutely comfortable. They looked like everybody was having fun. The game plan worked. Everything was in the right place at the right time that you needed them. I know that Rashard Smith dropped that pass earlier on. There's a couple of runs where Pacheco kind of ran into his tackles, and that's why we saw more Rashard Smith and Kareem Hunt throughout the game. But that was a game in which the first drive, I'm listening to it on the radio as I'm driving over to my family's house to watch the game with them, and you know, I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, four first downs on the opening drive. Like, they're just running down the field. Derrick Henry, 14-yard gain. Rashad Bateman, 17-yard gain. Mark Andrews. And then we never really heard Mark Andrews' name again.
Literally.
And
that was it.
That was the first drive.
And then targets done.
We saw that Nick Bolton did very well on the spy. We'll talk to Derek Johns about that coming up in about 5 minutes. And then I thought that the Leo Chenault pick was huge. I mean, him picking that ball on the sidelines, getting the ball right back when Baltimore could have gone down and made it 14 and just nipped that in the bud. Nipped what in the bud? He nipped that drive in the bud. Leo Chenault really turned the game around.
When was the last time you saw a linebacker in coverage like that make that kind of play, too? Like
one-handed, to your ass.
Buffalo did it yesterday, but that's because they had Chris Olave try to throw a touchdown pass. Can't do that.
So
and that guy went up there one-handed that line and brought it down. I'm like, but no, I thought that play by Leo Chenault really kind of got the team like, oh, crap, here we go, man. They're back. But I felt really comfortable. And I asked myself that question going home last night, man. Do I feel more comfortable watching that offense today? Or do I feel more comfortable watching that defense play? That was a win on all three sides of the field, from defense to special teams to offense.
Yep.
That's that team. 37-20, 17-point victory. Offense looked great. Defense looked great. Spags, Andy, Nagy, everybody was on their game plan. And by the way, I'm going to give him credit because I crushed him all week. Juwan Taylor, every day, every play, I'm going, is this going to be it? Is this my sister, who loves sports, doesn't know names a lot. And she goes, is Juwan Taylor going to F this up on this drive? I'm like, summer.
It's all of that. It's everybody, though. They all say it. My mother talks about it. My wife talks about it. The kids talk about Juwan Taylor. And I want to say, Mac, I think you and I are a little vindicated yesterday, right?
Like, finally.
We've been supporting this guy up until last week. And then, you know what? It was tough love by you and I. That's why he didn't commit. It wasn't Andy Reid. It wasn't Nagy. No. It wasn't Mahomes. It was nothing that took place over there. It was you and I finally say, man, we love you. We've given you everything. Yep. You got to give us a little something. He goes, man, I let Bob and Mac down. My only two fans in this town.
He's like, damn,
I better go play. And he was brilliant yesterday.
He was amazing.
And it was par for the course of the Ravens. They started off running the ball very well.
Classic,
and then the Chiefs went down, scored, got the ball back, scored again, and then all of a sudden we didn't see Derrick Henry. He ran the ball 8 times yesterday.
Yep.
His kryptonite is Steve Spagnuolo. It's just you cannot run against Spags when you're Derrick Henry.
They don't even try. I mean, they
run away from it.
I mean, they just,
which is the irony of the whole thing.
It's so crazy. They don't even try to do it. You mentioned the special teams too. That really nice job yesterday. The Romijo return that kind of set him up, right?
Awesome.
And they were talking about Dave Tobe and before the game, Josh texted me. He goes, I don't know if you heard the Dave Tobe pregame interview. I go, no. He says at the end of the interview, I don't know if we can find this anywhere.
Okay.
He says at the end of the interview, one of these teams is going to be 1-3. Sure as hell ain't going to be us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply, in app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go. Hey, we got Oktoberfest coming up, man. We better start celebrating Dave Tobe again with Oktoberfest coming up here in 2 days. But how about that comment from the special teams coach? Damn. One of these teams falling 1-3 ain't going to be us.
Well, call your shot and land it. That's what Dave Tobe did yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.